ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday broadcast. I am on the road, and we just have incredible breaking news that just went live that is a global exclusive in conjunction with naturalnews.com with Mike Adams. He's going to be co-hosting coming up the second hour with myself and Tom Papert. He'll be the main host because I want him to be able to really get to all this. New evidence emerges, coronavirus bioweapon might have been a Chinese vaccine experiment gone wrong. Genes contain P shuttle SN sequences, proving laboratory origin. Now, why is this so important? Well, it came out a few days ago. Zero Head reported on Indian newspapers on one of the most prestigious scientific medical research centers where they use computers similar to CRISPR to gene edit. And they just came out and said, this has clearly had a bunch of other viruses welded in, including the original HIV. Now, the control corporate media didn't come out and say, oh, well, let's just dispute the paper. They said Zero Hedge made it up, basically. Okay? And then said that Zero Hedge had outed scientists and doctors by writing an article about who'd published a paper. It's like, you know, outing an NFL quarterback, you know, because you talk about them, they're a public figure. That's how they took, because they can call anything harassment with big tech. So you know right away there's a big suppression. This paper is prestigious, and it's a scan. So see, science allows you to create these incredibly complex bioweapons or other systems, and basically it's nanotech's what it is, genetic nanotech, RNA nanotech, but it allows other scientists to find it. Okay, so it basically has serial numbers on it. And the excellent Zero Hedge article has shots, scans of the virus, the sequencing, and the pieces cut in. But now they found the gene sequences in it that are only used when you're splicing. And so it's basically fingerprints. Now, since then, in the last few hours, they've come out and made the Indian Technical Institute pull their information. Pull the paper. Not even saying the paper's wrong, just the paper's been withdrawn because the pressure. We wondered last week why the U.S. government, the UN, and others weren't sending out the gene sequence and the scan of the virus to research labs and places that were trying to test for it. Because if you have that, you can then get a look at the virus and see that it's been man-made. So now, Mike Adams is coming on. This is all breaking out there, but no one's put the pieces together. InfoWars is doing it right now. We're now getting a really good idea that, yes, what we originally thought was probably true. It got out of the lab. The Chi-Coms have released the SARS, same family, four times. This one we thought got out of a lab. Well, yeah, it got out of a lab. They've been doing trials, just like the UN's been caught doing secret trials. Remember measles and MMR vaccines trials would, like, kill a bunch of homeless? Because they do it with disadvantaged populations that don't have a group to defend them, like Black Americans shot up with syphilis for 40-something years, being told it was vaccines, the Tuskegee experiment. Well, it's the same thing. And it looks like it was a vaccine for a whole laundry list, these big unified vaccines, and that it is a vaccine experiment gone horribly, horribly wrong. Wouldn't be the first time vaccines have spread disease. Especially now they go, hey, we can gene edit these vaccines all we want. We can gene edit all these, you know, vaccines where they're live, because usually you had to cut them in half or break them up or radiate them or kill them. But now, oh, it works better. It's live, but we've made it harmless, like the new approved Ebola vaccine was just approved 2 months ago. Oh, it's live, but it's harmless. How does it mutate? What does it do? What could they implant in it? This is crazy. We're going to go to break. We're going to lay it out. This is global exclusive stuff. They've wanted us off the air for just these type of moments. Stay with us.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Hey
live broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday transmission. And time to time I come on air and I say this is the biggest news we've ever reported because the world is getting crazier. This is a quickening. First time I probably said biggest news I've ever reported was 15 years ago. Then I'd say it maybe once a year. Now I say it every few months. And I said, but I haven't said this is the biggest news I've ever reported in a while. This is right up there. And this is global exclusive on Infowars.com right now. And we've got the pieces of the puzzle. And we know what's going on. And this is sensational concerning the coronavirus and just how deadly it is. And its providence, where it came from, and how bad it's going to get. But first, I want to just say something. I told everyone that Hillary's going to end up being put as the VP on somebody's ticket about 2 years ago, or that she would run right before the window closed for her to be able to announce, and or that Hillary would be in a broker convention because there'd be too many Democrat candidates and a big battle over it, and because she would control the superdelegates that are still under her political control. They couldn't obviously have her be the nominee. They could have one of the candidates they choose her as the VP because she would really actually be the president. There's this Hillary Clinton deep state cult that believes that she was going to deliver all this to her deep state cronies inside the system. Now that's all over the news, CNN, ABC News. It's up on Infowars.com. Zero Hedge has an excellent article on it. I told you exactly what she was going to do because I had two sources tell me what was going on with her. And I came on here and mentioned it some, and then I got another visit, and I was told, hey, folks want you to know this. And people are always saying, I work for the CIA. I have nothing to do with the CIA. CIA is a giant consortium, all sorts of people on it. It's just a government interface, the national security apparatus. But it was CIA that told me that. And they said, Hillary's horrible. We know you hate her. And she's on the phone, and she's in these meetings, and these are the scenarios. And then I would go look up the scenarios they told me. And so I'm just telling everybody, I mean, we break so much huge, massive stuff. That's why they want us off the air. It's the same thing with the situation with what's happening with globalism and their plans with open borders and replacement migration. And we got those documents over a decade ago. On so many fronts, we've been right there just because we're an outlet on air that will tell the truth. We end up getting the information from listeners and viewers and whistleblowers in corporations and in government and just in private life. It's all of us together. And then InfoWars makes mistakes sometimes. We go in, try to suss things out, try to discover exactly what's going on. But we can smell Trump's victory a mile off and forecast that. So it's the fact that we're so accurate and the fact that you've supported us that really upsets the system, because they need these hoaxes and these outrageous things they do to happen without anybody being able to question it. Because if they're going to sell you a bucket of horse manure and tell you it's chocolate cake, they need to gaslight you and say, no, it's really good. It's not bad. Everything's okay. But they need to play that giant, disgusting mind trick on you. And that is exactly what they're doing. Another example, and I'm not going to toot our horn, it's just a credibility issue for new viewers, why they see me being demonized every day all across the news, is they want to inoculate you psychologically to not listen to us or check out what we're saying just up front. Oh, that's Alex Jones. I don't want to be lazy. I'm not going to look into what he actually said. I'm just going to believe what CNN said. Like when CNN says, Trump said he hates all Mexicans and they're the worst people. They're all criminals and scum. Never said it. I offered $1 million on air 3 years ago. I said, if you can find that, I will give you $1 million. No one could do it. By the way, I've paid $100,000 prizes out before. So, I mean, we do what we say we'll do. I offered $100,000 that I ever said there's Martian slave colonies with humans on it. That was all over the national news. Never said anything even close. But that's what they do. Here's another example. We exposed Fiona Hill and we exposed McMaster with direct people that had dinner with McMaster bragging about how he was going to destroy Trump and Trump was an idiot. And these people were totally blown away. We broke that. And they came to Roger Stone in D.C. and said, we're going to kill you or put you in prison and tell that big, sweaty, red-faced Texan he's going to be dead. Now, and we both had dinner and said, F them. I mean, and this was serious people said, you're dead. And Roger still did the right thing. He's facing 20 to 52 years in prison coming up in just 2 weeks or so at the sentencing on the 20th. So I'm explaining something. We're real, folks, and I know you know that, but what we're doing here is not an exercise in hype or an exercise in BS. We're really got our nose to the grindstone. You've seen I've been in the field doing a lot of stuff. I'm going to be out all over the country. Got big stuff coming up, can't tell you about yet, because this is such a historical point that we're all in right now. So when we come back, I'm going to do my best from the engineers, from the scientists, from the researchers, from all the people involved to lay out what's really happening. But let's just right now state what we know. A major respected scientific computer gene sequencing college came out from India, and India time and time again is the country, I'm just giving them credit, that goes and tests vaccines and goes, well, why is there cancer virus in here? You know, why is this happening? Why is this going on? And they discovered that it had HIV virus delivery system. That's not HIV virus. It's the HIV virus delivery system, how it gets into the white blood cells. But this is the delivery system welded on to a system that goes through mucous membrane. So it's not HIV. Coronavirus doesn't have HIV. It has its proboscis, its teeth, its sword, its dingling. I mean, how it gets the stuff injected into you. I'm sorry to use that term. It's just dingling. It's a virus. It's dingling. So this thing has HIV's dingling. And that's just a layman's term for it, but that's what it is. So we can joke about it all day, but it might kill your ass. And it was welded onto it. So it's as phony as a $3 bill. How long do I got to break here? 2 minutes. We're seat of our pants here, folks. So Mike Adams is coming up next hour. Now, what's crazy is this has been proven. And this is a very respected Indian institute. I don't have to tell folks the Indians are got some of the highest IQs out there, especially in mathematics and things. Very prestigious. They have been forced to withdraw the study. Now, remember, when this all broke, they were taken down medical sites, mainline scientists on Twitter, Zero Hedge, and saying it's fake. There is no paper. The paper's fake. Well, then the scientists came out and said, no, this is real. This is our professors. This is here. Suddenly, World Health Organization gets involved. Others, China gets involved. India's neighbor. They just withdrew the paper. They didn't say it's wrong. They withdrew it. And they were very conclusive. They're not usually conclusive in papers like this. They were conclusive because this is an iPhone. Don't need to be a scientist to know it, okay? This is a white piece of paper. Don't need to be a scientist to know it. When they scan it, they explain the paper. They said, listen, this is artificially chopped into here and isn't even part of the same family of viruses. And so this is unprecedented. This is insane. Now, the rest of the story, as old Paul Harvey would say, when we come back, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Since this thing broke, all the sites just asking questions about it have, in fact, even before this broke, daily hack attacks, daily sabotage. It's happening to everybody. I can't even get into what's happening behind the scenes. We know this is huge because the effect of them trying to suppress everyone in mass before we even questioned it is crazy because they know this is incredibly serious. It's all coming up. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday, February 2nd, 2020 transmission. Now, let me begin at the beginning and then walk through what's happened. And then if you add all the other little side things that are going on and the behavior of governments, they're really, really concerned about this coronavirus for a good reason. it's man-made. And the minute they saw it was man-made, the giant crapping fits began. Now, you'll notice on Thursday and Friday, it was a big internet controversy. Like, as Jones sold out, he's saying it's probably not that bad. No, I'm sold out to the truth. So obviously, for shows or anybody, to hype something up gets more viewers. I'm not going to do that. I have children. I try to tell the truth. I try to figure out things. And then when I make mistakes because I'm trying to figure out what's going on, we're getting lied to most of the time. And I'm out here in the dark just like you are trying to muddle through things. I'm going to make mistakes. And when I make mistakes, they come in with a big old magnifying glass and they zoom right in on every little minutia and turn it around and say we're doing it on purpose. So I don't want to say I'm paralyzed. That's not it. I've been having a bunch of guests on with different views and different angles that I respect from different angles. Dr. Steve Pachinik, he's a medical doctor, a great investigative journalist who works on this very intensely, John Rappaport, Mike Adams, but so many other people and experts we've had on to give their take and give their view on this. And what became clear very early was this is not a normal event. Now, we didn't want to say this is the big one. The way to say it's not the big one is to say, okay, it's probably a big world health drill, a big world government drill, because the way we've seen the Russians and the Chinese and the U.S. lockstep the same propaganda and the way the talking points have been just the same, I've never seen this before. And I know they have global agreements during a world pandemic to basically link up and all operate the same. And so I saw that going back over a week ago, and I said, well, you all heard me talk about it. You called in. Most of you agreed. I said, this has got to be a hoax or a majorly exaggerated because they're all in lockstep. But if it's real, they'd be in lockstep too. So then why would Trump wait more than anybody to start closing down flights? Now he's doing it, starting it. Didn't want to create a panic in the stock market. That was our reason for that. And then we were calling around to top labs and checking the news. And normally you'd have a scan on a virus like this that's publicly available. You want all the clinics around there doing testing that have the machines to test the virus and put it in. Computers do it now to be able to tell. Instead of taking days, it takes hours. And the clinics are all like, yeah, they won't give us a scan of it. And instead, databases that would have it, systems that would share it, subgroups that had gotten it were suddenly being hit with giant denial of service attacks out of D.C. and out of Northern Virginia and out of China and out of South Korea and out of Germany. But see, you can go hijack computers somewhere and do it for somewhere else, so that doesn't mean anything. Like somebody steals your gun and goes and kills somebody with it. That doesn't mean anything. So we're here trying to figure this out, just like you are, because we've never seen such a lockdown. We've never seen such hysteria in their actual action. But then they're telling you, oh, it's not that big a deal on the news. It's that mix of big, huge clampdown, tanks in the streets equivalent, China literally, bodies being burned in mass, drones flying around going, get off the streets, or you'll have your carbon credit cut or whatever. That's going on. The rollout of the robots managing people locked up in apartment buildings. Like dreidels, exterminate, out of Doctor Who. But instead, they're not doing that. They're teaching you, don't run. We are your friends. The dreidel brings you the food. So we're just being, oh, dreidels are coming. They're going to be Daleks. The Daleks are like, exterminate. They're rolling around the Chinese hotels and apartment buildings. And so drones are flying around. We'll play this next segment. Barking at everyone, giving orders. And I'm like, okay, this is a giant drill. But then, not just this group, but other major scientific universities come out and say, this virus doesn't look normal. Doesn't look novel, like original. It looks like Frankenstein. You're like, how do you know Frankenstein's Frankenstein? He's got stitches across his head. He's got stitches on his arms. He's made out of a bunch of different bodies. He's got, some crazy person's brain. And so you see the syntheticness of it, and now you get this major university, highly respected. I mean, I went and looked this group up. This is what they do. They scan the virus, and all these top scientists are listed here, people that are creating vaccines, people that do this for a living. They're respected, very respected. This is They go, no, this is unbelievably obviously manufactured. And they said it's sensational. It's sensational that this has got the original mother of all HIV. That means everything that would mutate out of it. There's hundreds of types of HIV mutations. So if you want to always create a vaccine to counter all HIV, you go back to the grandma. You go back to the big daddy. You go back to the grandpa. You go back to the original stud line. Okay? And boom, there it is, the delivery part sliced out and another part sliced out of the virus and it's sliced in to give it teeth. So again, if I came through your door in full armor and a samurai sword attacking you, you'd know I came for a fight. That's what was happening. This virus was given a delivery system that isn't even part of its genetic background or what SARS has done. So they took a really bad, really viral, easily spread SARS coronavirus that China's already released four times, they claim being an accident, probably, again, vaccine tests they've done to see what it does to the population. We know that's happened with H1N1 here before. We know this is going on in mass experimentation to see how these vaccines work. And so, oh, it's happened again, but then people get it and they go, what the hell? This has got HIV delivery system that plugs into a T lymphocyte white blood cell and injects itself in the protein cell membrane to get through. But see, this doesn't inject into a white blood cell, thank God. It injects through mucous membrane to get into your body. So it's meant to get in through your nose or get in through your mouth or get in through your eyes. So this is it, ladies and gentlemen. And it's absolutely massive. What does all that point towards? And what now the left? Nothing wrong. She just had breast implants. You know, she's got some silicone going on there. Not a doctor. So it's artificial, ladies and gentlemen. It's in a lot. And there is new evidence for this coronavirus bioweapon. Might have been a Chinese vaccine experiment gone wrong. Genes contain P shuttle as sequence proving laboratory origin. And big story. Proven laboratory origin by having the P shuttle SN gene. That's the big call here. That's the big one. We'll be right back to think about that. It's major scientific groups coming out going, no, it's P shuttle dash SN. It's slap bang. So did they let it out on purpose, or was it escape? Was it an accident? Was it in vaccines? We break it all down straight ahead. Stay with us. We are back live broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday transmission. I am on the road working on major breaking news and information, and I will be here throughout the week. But Paul Watson is going to be guest hosting. Mike Adams is going to be guest hosting. We also have Tom Papert guest hosting. Now, Mike Adams, who's been proven dead on during this whole fiasco with the coronavirus, is going to be on hosting the second hour. Tom Papert will be popping in as well. And I've already gone over a lot of this, but let me just sum it up right now. There's a big article up on Infowars.com that shows the breaking news and has the full article with the videos and all the links. And in the headline, it deals with the fact that the origin of the virus has been discovered. That's right. And it's man-made. Now, last week, one of the top Indian universities that does this scanned it with their computers, and they've got gene editing systems now where they're not just able to scan stuff. They can go and do whatever they want. Think about the magnitude of that. And they can go in at the microscopic level and even change things. And they said, yeah, no, this is as clear as a clear blue sky. And this has had the HIV delivery system, the injection system. It's not HIV. I want to be clear about that. The media has already been trying to spin that. It's not HIV. It's like when you go to the store and let's say you've got to take some type of injection, let's say like insulin. So you get your insulin and you get your little needle and an injector. And I know the audience knows this. I'm not patronizing you. I'm not talking down. But there are some people that'll be panicked by this. So I want to be totally clear. It's not HIV and the coronavirus. It's the needle and plunger and injector. Like, it's not the mosquito. It's the proboscis. What's a mosquito's proboscis? It's its mouth with a needle on it. It sticks it in you, and it pumps saliva down one end that liquefies the blood cells so they don't clot, and then it sucks it back up. That's its delivery system. Okay, and that's why it burns. It delivers acid to liquefy your blood so it can slurp it out. Well, that's a delivery system on a mosquito, proboscis. This is the HIV virus, original, which folks believe was one of the first major engineered viruses before. That's been in Congress. It's come out. They had an autoimmune weapons program. That's been declassified. They didn't call it HIV. So they go, well, we're not saying HIV's it. But there was a secret program in 1979 in New York injecting gay men with a live autoimmune virus that would shut down their immune system and let pneumonia or cancer, you know, anything kill you. Because it's not just viruses and bacteria that white blood cells are killing. I mean, when cancer is spreading, they're like, But if you wanted to kill somebody, you'd kill their T lymphocytes. Because the T lymphocyte isn't just a white blood cell. It's the general. You know, in the military, general around the front lines with a star on his hat, because that's who you want to kill. So this virus kills the general. Well, now they've welded off the exact delivery system and put it onto this. And now, Mike Adams, break this time until next hour, P shuttle SN sequence proving laboratory origin. So that's the big news here that's now coming out, is that you can only have that in a laboratory engineered situation. And so this is just so huge. And so the next question is that I should be asking myself, because I mean, we're all in this together, is, wow, was this in a vaccine test gone wrong? That's what Mike Adams thinks, and he's smarter than I am at this stuff. Is it a bioweapon some crazy group made? You know, it's not just governments that can do this now, or corporations. Or big corporations. This is becoming easier and easier. Some crazy eugenics lab tech like 12 Monkeys that thinks there's too many people. That's the scenario they're most worried about. Because was it some test and somebody got infected from a monkey in a test they were doing and it got out that way? Is it a vaccine gone wrong in a secret trial they know goes on and happens? Is it a bioweapon that leaked out? Did a crazy person release it? I mean, those are the questions we've got to war game and then ask ourselves. Why has the response been so huge? The response has been, this is the worst thing ever. The PR's been, it's not that big a deal, but be careful. And so people have really responded. But the article's up on Infowars.com. 2 days ago, a paper published in the BioX.org journal presented findings that indicated the coronavirus appeared to be engineered with key structural proteins, close quote, of HIV. The uncanny similarity of unique inserts. These aren't mutations. These are inserts in the 2019 nCoV spike protein, the HIV1 GP120, and GAG. I spent 10 hours last few days just researching what this stuff means. Concluded that the engineering of coronavirus with such gene sequences was likely to be fortuitous in nature, proving strong scientific support for the theory that the coronavirus is an engineered bioweapon that escaped laboratory containment in China. The coverage of the paper by Zero Hedge led to a firestorm of denials by governments, health authorities, and CIA-controlled media. Not surprisingly, any suggestion that the coronavirus was engineered as a bioweapon had to be immediately eliminated. The prevailing panic by the establishment sought to blame the outbreak on Mother Nature, bats, snakes, seafood. It's fun to do that because it's gross eating bats. And look, Chinese folks are great, but man, stop eating live snakes. You know, I mean, just, you know, it's like in Africa when they beat the baby monkey on the head, eat the brains. Just come on, man. Rather than the human beings who are playing around with deadly biological weapons that are designed to extinguish human life. Wow, that's beautifully written. Yeah, none of us want to see, like, faces of death, the little monkey chained down and They're beating its brains out, and the woman eats the brains. That's abhorrent. All cultures aren't the same. Stop doing that. Everybody likes to bash Jews all day, but they were the ones 3,000 years ago in Leviticus said, hey, let's stop putting kids in fires to demon gods and stop drinking blood and stop having sex with your sister and stop eating oysters. Not that oysters aren't delicious. Sometimes they kill your ass. I mean, so everybody wants to go, oh, you idiot, crazy, you know, Chinese eating bat soup. It's easy to blame on that, but forget bat soup. You know what's 1,000 times more evil than bat soup? Plus, disgusting looking. Eating wings with hair on them? I mean, come on. That's degeneracy. What is bad is splicing things into genes and into RNA, and then it releases, and all the things that happen, and the admitted huge history of vaccines causing damage and plagues, and then we're supposed to just go along with this and just cover it all up, or we'll get censored. We'll get told to shut up. So that's really the big news here. And when we come back, we'll get into the bio RXIV server on biology, Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, and the fact that this even got published in the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, that's the main eugenics laboratory, because they're aware of all this going on. P shuttle SN sequence proves the coronavirus pandemic was definitely engineered in a lab. We'll cover that when we come back, and I'll actually read the scientific findings on this report for you on the other side. But as we go to break, I cannot tell you enough. I sell high-quality storable foods because I believe we should all be prepared and be self-sufficient and be able to shelter in place so the virus doesn't get into our house or other viruses like this. This is why I've got guns, why I've got food. And I have the best nano silver that the U.S. military uses. We showed those restricted documents just a few days ago. I was authorized to by folks. Congress released it to us, and I'm just telling you the military released it to us. They're like big fans. They're like, hey, Alex, you sell the only nano silver out there that we've actually secretly said kills the SARS virus and stuff. And I mean, that's real stuff I showed on air. That's like real. So I didn't jack up the price on all that. You need it. It funds our operation. So get your immune gargle in three different sizes. It'll be sold out in a week or less, and get the high quality storable foods. A lot of storable foods companies have already sold out because government's buying it all up. We're still selling it. They're at the same price, and we're actually delivering it. Your My Patriot Supply, InfoWarsStore.com. Get 4 week, get 3 month and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's insurance you can eat, peace of mind, and it funds the InfoWar. Get prepared, know you're ready, and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. We'll be right back. Gentlemen, we are live. I'm going to be joined here by Mike Adams in about 6 minutes. He's going to take over. I'll be waiting in the wings, but this is so important that I'm going to jump in if I don't just turn the microphone off, because he's an engineer. He has a biotesting and viral testing and chemical testing lab. He has people employed that do this. He is being massively demonized because he's been spot on. He has believed it's been released from a lab from the beginning because of the hysterical response. Governments weren't ready for this. They're very scared. And now the evidence mounts. It was either injected in a vaccine trial and the vaccine mutated, which is why live vaccines are so dangerous, just because they've done gene sequencing and believe it's going to be harmless. Again, they approved Ebola in mid-December in the U.S., and they are shooting people up with a live Ebola vaccine. Let me just say that again. On December 18th, if you look it up, I'm going from memory, U.S. approves Ebola vaccine, not for trials, but for general use in December of last year. So I say 2 months ago. Yeah, it's about a month and a half ago. We're already into February 2nd. And this is just insane, totally insane. And so I had hoped and prayed that this was just government running a drill worldwide, but now they're scared because this is a live virus. The top research groups are saying it's been engineered, and Then they're being pressured by the UN to withdraw their report and not saying why. It's definitely crazy. Under intense pressure, the authors of the original paper have now withdrawn the paper and intend to reverse it, or not revise it, excuse me. They're not saying why. Oh, we're withdrawing it. We're not saying we're wrong. We're going to revise it. The publication that originally carried the paper now has a warning message stating this article has been withdrawn. Click here for details. Because Facebook fact checkers who don't even have viral research biology degrees, who aren't doctors, they say it's not true. Don't scare people with HIV. It's not HIV. No one said it was HIV. They said it's the delivery system for HIV. My watch isn't time, isn't us orbiting the sun. It just tracks it. They play games. In addition, the publisher has posted a message warning that all science papers it posts are preliminary reports that should not be recognized as conclusive. Well, science is that way, period. You're always learning more. Especially when the science establishment is panicked that its official narratives might be crumbling by the hour. No doubt the authors of the particular paper have been sufficiently threatened to revise their conclusions. An update of their original paper will soon be posted, effectively denounces everything they stated in the original paper. And it goes on. But remember, the head UN scientist said the vaccines are killing people and there's a cover-up back in December. We got the information. It's been out there, no coverage. Because if you do, you get blocked. And it's videos of all the head scientists saying, it's hurting people, it's killing people. These adjuvants are triggering all sorts of deaths. And our doctors think it's hurting people. They know it's a wobbly front line. Wobbling means next to collapse. Shaky, wobbly means, like a boxer. He's wobbly. I mean, their own doctors know this. I have to have a degree to take your two-year-old and get a shot. And they're like, Mommy, I love you. Can we go to the mall after this? Or can we go see a movie and like get the shot? Blood drink coming out your nose. It's like you're walking through Arizona and a rattlesnake bites you. Are you a medical doctor? Are you a venom specialist? No, your kid's leg swells up and they end up chopping their leg off because a rattlesnake built them. If you're in Africa and a king cobra bites you, or India, you usually die in about 5 minutes. Now, do you go, don't say a king cobra killed you because you're not a doctor. It's like a bee stings you. I used to laugh at folks that had allergic response to bees. Oh, yeah, right. Hospital. I finally got hit by a swarm when I was like 20. Now I get stung. I swell up. I got to drink Benadryl as fast as I can. I actually have an EpiPen at my house, one in my car now because of it. Because you can't breathe. You're turning red. You're scratching all over your body. Imagine these babies being injected with dozens and dozens of shots. Everybody knows you can have an allergic response to that. The allergic response is the bare minimum. What else is in the shots? What are they hiding? What about the secret history? So Mike Adams is taking over here in a moment. He's going to get into all of it from start to finish. I'm asking him to give a whole presentation from start to finish, what we know and how big this is and how serious he thinks it's about to get. And then tomorrow I'll be hosting with Paul Watson. We're going to take a lot of calls. PS Shuttle SN sequence proves the coronavirus pandemic was definitely engineered in the lab. Now studying new evidence has emerged that proves the coronavirus was definitely engineered in the laboratory and may have been deliberately injected into patients as part of a Chinese vaccine experiment gone wrong, which they, again, use those folks over in China as guinea pigs more than anybody. You don't just think it's poor folks in Appalachia and poor black folks in Alabama, do you? As detailed by James Lyons Wellner, MD, founder of the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge, and author of 57 peer-reviewed publications, an analysis of the gene sequencing for coronavirus finds a peculiar sequence called P-Shuttle-SN. This sequence is the remnant of genetic engineering sequence that was used to insert genes into viruses and bacteria. It's the fingerprint, the envelope of what it came from left on it. It provides irrefutable open source proof. See, energy isn't destroyed. It's just transferred. So energy leaves a mark. They can't get rid of the fingerprints, man. They're not God. They're play God. Only God knows how to get rid of evidence. The sequence is of the remnant of the genetic engineering sequence that was used to insert genes into viruses and bacteria. It provides irrefutable open source, quote, proof that the coronavirus now circulating in the wind was engineered in the laboratory. Every lab that has the gene sequence can see this for themselves. It's right out in the open, and that's why the U.S. government, the Chinese, won't transmit the thousands of labs the code. Everybody's like, we want to test. We want to know. They're like, oh, we're not giving it to you. Because it's got the mark on it, ladies and gentlemen, like a logo, like Budweiser. It's got the mark right on it. Bigger than Dallas. The Dallas Cowboys. You know that's the blue star, that silver helmet? Or the Redskins in D.C.? You see that? I mean, you know who that is. Seattle Seahawks. Got the mark right there. You see some mother and father with their kid, you can tell that's their kid. It's got the mark right there. Your brain knows that's their kid. It knows it. They look just like him. It's incredible. Mike Adams about to take over. One thing we can say for certain is that the particular virus has a laboratory origin, states Lyons Weller in a bombshell interview with Dell Big Tree of the High Wire. And the whole video's up there. It's on Infowars.com. It's on naturalnews.com. And they are hacking and trying to savage us with mass attacks that are bigger than we've ever had. And we're just used to it. So we're like, yeah, we're in a mass attack. Like soldiers that have been in war a long time. And yeah, mortars are blowing up. There's dead bodies everywhere. And I don't say that to act tough. I'm saying I've kind of gotten where I'm punch drunk here. But I want listeners to know the attacks are 10 times what they've ever been, 20 times. It's insane. I can't even tell you about it on air for security reasons. This is the big one from the attack we're seeing. You should get prepared. Spread the word about these videos and articles. That's the most important thing you can do. And get things like the high-quality nano silver immune gargle we have that's selling out. I'm still discounting at 40%. And get the high-quality storable food that we're ready to ship. They're My Patriot. They're in our computers. We drop ship right through them. You get it first, 7 to 10 days still. But within about a week, they're going to be sold out. Week and a half or so, and they're going to have to then put it out 2, 3, 4 weeks. But if you order now, you will get the storable food. People say, well, I even had a really smart guy I know say, well, why do you want food? Why is everybody buying it? Because they know if you've got to stay in your house for a couple of weeks while this thing rampages through, if it is as bad as we think, then you've got the food, you've got the guns, you've got the storable water, and then your family lives. And I will tell you, I'm ready. And if I start seeing mass spread and all this, I'll broadcast from home as long as I can, because I'm not going to expose my children to this. I'm going to have food. I've got water. I've got solar panels. I've got it all. But if you don't have the money for that, understand, just have a firearm, know how to use it, and have storable food and water filtration. Mike Adams is taking over right now. We hope that this isn't needed, but the response shows you how serious this really is. Again, please take action. Whatever you do, your word of mouth is king. Tell people about how you're watching and how you're listening right now and spread the word, because what Mike Adams is about to say is critical. We're a minute and a half to break, but Mike Adams, take over right now. You are the host of the InfoWar.
All right, here we go. Thank you, Alex, for all that coverage. This is critical breaking news. In the next hour here on InfoWars.com, I'm going to bring you a detailed analysis of the new evidence that's emerged and give credit where it's due to James Lyon Weiler, who has really done a genome sequencing analysis of this and found really irrefutable proof that this was engineered. So as of today, this is 100% a man-made virus. There is no natural origin of this. Any news organization that's reporting that this is caused by bats and snakes and seafood markets, that's fake news. This is 100% man-made. Laboratory origin confirmed, and I'll explain why as we continue. By the way, feed me the clock, guys. That would help me get to the break here. I don't have video at the moment, or just let me know when. Nevertheless, we're going to go take a break, 2-minute break. We'll be right back. I'm going to get right into this. We're going to cover it in detail. You're watching the... All right, folks, Sunday, it's February 2nd, 2020. We know the coronavirus was man-made. We now have confirmation from multiple sources, multiple papers. The cover-up is underway, but we now know this is man-made. What we don't know yet is whether it was a biological weapon that was accidentally released from a lab in China. That seems to be one of the likely scenarios, or whether it was a vaccine experiment gone wrong. That's the new theory that has just emerged due to the research of Dr. James Lyons Weiler from the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge in an interview with Dell Bigtree of The High Wire. Just a bombshell interview. I just saw it this morning for the first time at Brighteon.com. I know that InfoWars is going to be covering that. Probably the video will be posted on band.video as well very soon. And in that video, we learn that there is a gene sequence that is absolute evidence of the tool set that virologists use to insert genetic code into the coronavirus. In other words, when you do the insertion via genetic engineering of this particular pathogen, it leaves behind a tool set, an actual code of tools. It's like, for example, if you walk into your den where your computer is, and someone has smashed your computer into 1,000 pieces, and there's a sledgehammer on the floor, then you would have to assume that, gosh, someone took a sledgehammer to your computer. That's what's in the viral code right now, in the genomic sequence. Proof of the tool that was used to make the insertion. Or another metaphor, it's like if you're walking along the beach and you stumble across books that have pages that have words, and the words have sentences that make grammatical sense. They spell real words in English with the alphabet, and it's a book. Then you would say that's man-made. You wouldn't say, a bunch of bats and snakes and monkeys got together and had an orgy on a typewriter and produced this, and then it got swept up on the beach. But that's what the mainstream media is telling you. They're saying that somehow this code, which I call now open source because it's out there, it's out there in nature. They're saying that this code was an accident. You know, that's, of course, they believe that about everything, about human origins, about the universe. They just, everything's just an accident. No, this was engineered. You could say intelligently designed. The coronavirus was intelligently designed. It was engineered by an intelligent, conscious race of human beings, i.e. probably Chinese virologists. They were either building a bioweapon or they were building what they thought might be a better vaccine. Turned out to be a catastrophic mistake. One way or another, they allowed this to be released into the public. And that's what we're dealing with right now. It's engineered, confirmed, proven. The entire theory that this is an accident is now blown away. It's irrelevant. Any media source reporting that is obsolete. They have no idea what they're talking about, or they don't understand the science. Then again, they don't even understand that carbon dioxide feeds plants, by the way. So why should we expect them to understand the far more complex issue of genomics and genetic engineering, virology, epidemiology? They have no knowledge in these areas. The mainstream media is scientifically illiterate, and so are the so-called fact checkers. They're scientifically illiterate. You are getting the best reporting on this right here at Infowars.com. This is the best reporting in the entire media, not just the independent media. And by the way, Zero Hedge did a fantastic job as well. They got banned. You know, my site, Natural News, we're covering this as well. Dell Bigtree is doing a great job. There are a lot of good places, but nobody's bringing it together with the live broadcast and the live coverage as Infowars.com is. And that's why I'm joining today to give you this overview. Now, in 1 minute, we're going to take just a very short one-minute break. When we come back from that break, I'm going to go into the quotes from Dr. James Lyons Weiler, the evidence. I'm going to talk about why this is an open source bioweapon now that will be harvested by the enemies of America. You can bet that right now, Iran and North Korea and other nations are sending people to collect this bioweapon to get living samples and to take it home so they can study it and tweak it and maybe deploy it against the United States at some future date. This is going to be weaponized even if it wasn't intended to be, because this is out in the open. It's now open source. The viral code is out there, and it's not going away anytime soon. We'll have more coverage as we return here on Infowars.com. Stay with us.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Breaking news updates on the coronavirus pandemic today. The number of infections has now really catapulted beyond 16,000. The number of deaths well above 300. And these are the official numbers from China that we know are being downplayed. The actual numbers, according to Hong Kong University scientists, their estimates as of several days ago were 75,815 infections. No doubt that number is probably six figures by today, according to those estimates. We now know, just to review, 100% certain this is a man-made virus, man-made origin. This was created in a laboratory because we have the evidence of the tools of insertion used via genetic engineering to put certain proteins into this coronavirus for some purpose that was deliberate and intelligent and driven by human scientists. We don't yet know whether it was a bioweapon or whether it was a vaccine experiment gone wrong. Either one of those scenarios is possible at this point, but it is not possible that this is of natural origin. So that is a bombshell that you hear first here at InfoWars.com. Now, importantly, when a virus is out circulating in the wild, a virus includes its own code. That's what a virus is. It's not a living organism. It has fragments, sequences of DNA and RNA surrounded by proteins to help deliver it so it can really hijack your human cells and invade your cells and kind of turn your cells into a virus factory. So it's churning out more viruses instead of churning out, you know, human cells as would it would normally do. So these are sequences that can be seen out in the public. I call it an open source pandemic. Anyone with a genetic sequencing instrument, a gene analyzer, gene sequencer, can take a sample of this and they can get the actual software printout of the gene sequences. They can see this for themselves. Any lab in the world can now run that sequence and they will be able to find the tools of genetic insertion, which are well known and used across virology, used across the industry. One of them is the P shuttle SN vector. There's also a 92% match with a SARS protein. SARS is a type of coronavirus. A 92% match with a protein sequence from SARS that now indicates this may have been a desperate effort by China to build a vaccine against SARS or against coronaviruses. Now, this takes us back to some research from several years ago where they found that SARS vaccines were killing people because once you were injected with the SARS vaccine, you were then highly vulnerable to secondary infections. In other words, if you were immunocompromised in any way or if you were an elderly person, you had really no ability to overcome a secondary infection. And you were, in fact, more likely to be killed by that secondary infection. Well, what if they did that, trying to leapfrog the world in vaccine research to cash in on vaccine profits? And then they ran a vaccine experiment, and this got out into the wild, and it became more infectious than they ever anticipated. And now the world is facing a different kind of pandemic. A vaccine gone horribly wrong, potentially. This is one of the two primary theories now. And that vaccine may, in fact, be now weaponized and be killing people all across China. Now, as pointed out by Dr. James Lyons-Weidler, if that's the case, it may be less infectious than the bioweapon version of this, which could be good news for the rest of the world, but it's bad news for China either way. And with infections now spreading all across China and even outside of China, spreading to other countries outside of China, it's very bad news. I want to roll a video. Please start that video, the first segment, because this is Dr. James Lyons-Weidler talking to Del Bigtree. See if we can roll that video, and I'll jump in when he says the most important parts.
It's the entire genome sequence of this virus, and compared it to the entire genome sequence of all the other coronaviruses that we have data for. And this weird element that doesn't belong there, I found that it actually did match a vector technology that was from the 1998 was the first time it was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. This vector technology is a mechanism by which molecular biologists insert new genes into viruses and bacteria. This vector technology is called a P-shuttle SN vector. Now, it's really unusual to find a vector technology sequence in a virus that's circulating in humans. And so naturally, one thing that we can say, I think for certain, is this particular virus has a laboratory origin. So we can
rule out what you're saying is this technology is something.
I'll jump in now, but that's an interview with Del Bigtree of the High Wire, and it is astonishing. We're gonna play another segment in the next segment here on the show as well. Remember what he just said, that this virus is of human origin. It's a laboratory origin. No question about it, because the tool set is there, it's present, it's evident,
It's part of the genomic sequence now, the tool set that was required to insert the genes. And anybody telling you otherwise is fibbing or, you know, hoaxing you. This is any qualified virologist or genomic scientist would be able to confirm this. But those scientists are being censored. But let's get to the other issue that I mentioned. The fact that this is now out in the wild means that any radical Islamic nation in the world, let's say such as Iran, can go out and harvest samples of this. They can send 50 people to China to deliberately get infected and then return back to Iran. They can take saliva samples or blood samples from those individuals. They can then replicate the virus and put samples in the freezer. They can study that virus. They can tweak it. This just saved Iran 20 years of research on biological weapons. Same thing is true with North Korea. I haven't seen anybody in the media talking about this yet. We're talking about leapfrogging the biological weapons research of countries that are enemies of the United States of America. And here we are in America with a wide open border, an open border that anybody can just walk across. They could be a human weapon that's deliberately infected with this. They could be someone that's going to release it. They could have samples. They could have it in a spray bottle. They could have it in their own saliva. They could run around an airport or a subway or a mall or a movie theater, and they could spread this everywhere across America right now. It's called asymmetric warfare, folks. It means that a very low-budget, low-tech country can now cause mass chaos. They can cause mass death. They can spread a pandemic, and they don't even need really a lab. All they need to do now is just replicate the virus, which your body does naturally. They could use humans to do it. They could just collect saliva from a bunch of humans, and that would actually accomplish this. And then they could aerosolize that or just use simple PCR technology to replicate the gene sequences, you know, or just use some tissue that the virus would infect, such as egg yolks, for example, or whatever. They could build masses of bioweapons now based on this and then deliberately release them in the United States. And it's unbelievably easy for them to do that. The reason I mention this is because we have not seen the last of this. Even if we beat this first wave of the pandemic coming out of China, and that is a definite possibility, the CDC put the quarantine on those people that came back, 195 Americans, two-week quarantine. That was a necessary step. I agree with the CDC's decision to do that. The CDC has been working feverishly to try to stop this infection, even as they're not telling the public the truth of how bad it is. We now have another case just confirmed in Santa Clara County, as mentioned previously. But we might be able to stop this first wave in the United States because of the travel ban on foreign nationals coming from China, which was put in place, I think, yesterday or the day before. We might be able to stop the first wave. But what about the terrorism wave that's coming next? Because enemies of America can take this, they can weaponize it, they can just replicate it, and they can reintroduce it into the United States in cities like Miami or New York, or they can literally walk across the border with it and just start infecting people in El Paso, Texas, or in Los Angeles, or anywhere. That's how easy it is now for them to weaponize this and use it as a weapon, deploy it as a weapon against the United States of America. It's an open source bioweapon. It's already out there. The code is out there. No one needs to do any additional research. All they need to do is harvest it and replicate it and then deploy it. So this is the cost of playing God with viruses. This is the cost of running these mad medical experiments with gene sequences, with genetic engineering. And in fact, I warned about this very thing in the year 2012 here on Infowars.com, called Stop Out of Control Science. 8 years ago, I warned about this exact scenario, and it's here.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
How will we know whether the quarantines are working? How will we know that this is being solved? I'm going to give you some guidelines here. Welcome back to the show. Infowars.com, The Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams from naturalnews.com stepping in here for the last hour today, Sunday, February 2nd. I'm going to be joined by Tom Papert from National File, too, in the next segment coming up. So make sure you don't go anywhere for that. But February 8th is going to be a key date here. February 8th is the pivotal date. If the quarantines in China are working, then it means that the spread of the virus has been halted since the day the quarantine was slammed down on 56 million Chinese, and that was roughly just a little bit over a week ago. So if you fast forward 2 weeks from that quarantine date, which is roughly around February 8th, it means that if the quarantine's working and the virus has stopped spreading, then whatever the number of infections are on February 8th should remain the same. It should plateau on that day. So I want you to watch very carefully. That's 6 days away. It's next Saturday. If the infections have stopped growing, then we, as a world community, I guess, we have beaten the virus, okay? At least we've beaten it in China. So watch for that. However, if the numbers continue to grow after February 8th, then it means it is uncontained. It means we have a self-sustaining outbreak or series of outbreaks, a pandemic, in other words, that's global in its scale. And that seems to be the more likely case at the moment, but we'll have to wait and see. Now, what's really critical to understand about the dates and the lag time here is that the Wuhan region, of course, has had a massive outbreak, probably, you know, according to estimates by other scientists, at least 75,000 people infected. We know that hospitals are burying and cremating masses of bodies. The number of dead is not merely 300-something. It's probably in the many thousands, but we just don't have official confirmation yet. I guess Facebook will ban that as a rumor because Facebook is now protecting communist China and its lies. But the number of deaths is certainly greater than 300. And nevertheless, because of the isolation quarantine, the draconian measures that have taken place in the Wuhan region, we should see that region start to slow in terms of the number of new infections and number of deaths. However, another analysis that was published in the Lancet Journal, which we covered yesterday on Natural News, also by researchers in Hong Kong, they analyzed the flight patterns of flights that left Wuhan, air flights, to other cities around China and around Asia. There were, I believe, about 300 different destinations that received passengers from all of those flights. Those flights delivered infected, symptomless carriers to all of those other cities and all those other regions. And there will be a lag time as those regions start to show the exploding outbreak, the self-replicating outbreaks that might be under control in the Wuhan region. So that's what to look for first. It's going to be really, if you consider Wuhan to be the first wave of the pandemic, the second wave is going to be other cities around China and other countries in the Asian region. Right now, Thailand and Japan have the most infections. Yeah, if you're watching that map that you're seeing on screen, shows you all the flight patterns out of Wuhan. Wuhan is the center, the red dot in the center of that map, shows you all the different places the flights went to. These flights were taking place when human-to-human transmission was already known to have occurred, which means that this virus has already been transplanted all across China and all across Asia. The fact that we're now getting a death in the Philippines, and we're getting more cases in Thailand, for example. And we're seeing more cases in Hong Kong. It's looking like it's going to really go pandemic. You know, it's going to have an outbreak in Hong Kong is what looks likely. Japan, over 20 cases now, according to the last numbers, or at least 20. And Japan may be able to control it. Japan has good technology. Japan has a very obedient type of society. If any country can get it under control there, it's probably Japan and Taiwan. Taiwan learned a lot of lessons from SARS. And I'm being told from our own personnel who are in Taiwan, you know, we have an office in Taiwan. We are a Chinese-speaking publisher. We're being told that Taiwan is taking amazing steps, highly organized. They have a massive crackdown plan. They've been able to isolate travelers, ban travelers from China. They've been able to get people into healthcare very quickly. And they're trying all kinds of different medications, including, by the way, HIV drugs and SARS type of drugs, which are apparently having some success in the hospitals there. That's a completely different story that I probably won't have time to cover today. But other countries, such as Thailand or India, I have very little faith. This is my own opinion. I have very little faith in a country like Thailand or India being able to control this if it becomes out of control in those regions. What it means is that if any one of these countries fails, if it breaks out of containment, then this becomes a global pandemic because you can't isolate one country very easily in our global marketplace and our global transportation system. And now we have cases that are being reported in certain Central and South American countries, not confirmed yet, but there was one death that occurred in the United States, that the dead body was shipped back to Peru. I read that this morning. If this gets out of control in Peru or South America or any Central American nation, it's eventually going to get to Mexico. And if it gets to Mexico and starts to spread in Mexico, because again, the Mexican government can't even control the drug cartels there, you think they're going to be able to control a pandemic? I don't think so. If it spreads in Mexico, you're going to have a panic rush to the border of the United States, people fleeing the pandemic, but then carrying it into the United States. And they're going to go right to the sanctuary cities. So you're going to have infected, asymptomatic carriers in this scenario, which we hope doesn't happen, but they're going to head right for the sanctuary cities. And you're going to have them going to San Francisco, where people are literally crapping in the streets, human feces everywhere. And we just have confirmation last night that the virus replicates and is found in human feces. So what happens when you have people in San Francisco who are infected because of the illegal immigrants who themselves are infected and they're fleeing the pandemic, let's say in Mexico, if that situation occurs? They're going to be in San Francisco, which already has massive problems of needle sharing, homelessness, filth and feces in the streets everywhere, which gets washed into the ocean, gets swept back up onto the beaches of the West Coast. Now you've got coronavirus across the beaches of California, Oregon, and Washington. And now you have no containment. As I've said in my own articles, a nation that cannot control its borders cannot control a pandemic. This pandemic, if it spreads to Mexico, may be a wake-up call for America's border security. Because if we can't control our border, we are going to be overrun. And depending on whether this is a bioweapon or a vaccine experiment gone wrong, the fatalities, you know, according to current estimates, could be anywhere from 1% to 15%, just depending on how the mutations occur, what happens between now and then. And even the survivors suffer severe respiratory damage, scarring of lung tissue, acute cardiovascular damage, heart injuries that will stay with you for the rest of your life. Even if you survive this, you're going to be damaged and literally scarred for life in most cases. And secondary infections are a concern as well. That doesn't even count the logistics collapse, the chaos, the fear, you know, just the lack of supplies, the quarantines, the isolation. The CDC has already slapped down a federal quarantine order against those 195 Americans. They will not hesitate to do it against a city or town if an outbreak starts to occur there. And they, frankly, would not be wrong to do so. There's much more coming. We're going to be joined by Tom Papert from National File in the next segment. So stay with us. This is Mike Adams here on Infowars.com. We'll be back after this break with more reporting and analysis. More bombshell news and analysis continuing here on the Infowars.com show, Alex Jones show, for this Sunday. Mike Adams here. We're going to be joined by Tom Papert from National File in just a minute. We're going to go to a second clip from that interview with Dr. James Lyons Weiler with Dell Bigtree. More bombshell information in this clip. It just blew my mind when I heard this. It's only about a minute. Listen carefully to what he says. He's analyzing the genomic sequence of this coronavirus. Go ahead and roll that.
Where are the odds now stacked up as a scientist looking at this?
I can say I'm very, very certain it's not just a wild-type coronavirus that happened to acquire this element. Very
so
certain.
So we're ruling out wild virus in the woods?
Which okay. means it's laboratory-acquired somehow. It's escaped from a laboratory, or it's been or the people have been vaccinated with it, and that's why it's in their bodies, and that's why they test positive for this particular vaccine. There's a huge difference in the predicted health outcome for the world if this is a vaccination experiment in China versus gone just wrong. A laboratory escape of the vaccine. The vaccination experiment, you're not vaccinated against coronavirus. People in Sweden are not vaccinated. People in Africa are not vaccinated against coronavirus with that vaccine. So if the Chinese tried to get a jump on the vaccine market by surreptitiously running clinical trials against coronavirus and made their elderly and immunocompromised more susceptible to death due to subsequent infection by any coronavirus with this spike protein that's in the vaccine, then the rest of the world has a serious humanitarian issue, but maybe it's a moderate level threat, right? And so the test of this hypothesis would be, do we see the same death rates in America.
He's going to go into some more technical details. What he's saying, just to summarize, is that if this is a vaccine experiment that has gone awry, then it may not be as devastating to the world. Instead, he says we'll have a humanitarian crisis dealing with China, that this infection might be limited to China and the Asian region if it's a vaccine experiment gone bad. However, if it's a biological weapon, then all bets are off. It may be a global pandemic. That is sort of trending in that way. As we're watching the numbers and we're watching the spread, we still don't know which one of these origins is the correct explanation. We know it's man-made. We know it's not a natural accident that lined up all these proteins and DNA sequences and RNA sequences. This is man-made. This came out of a lab. Now, we are joined by Tom Papert from National File, which has done outstanding reporting on this. Tom's been a contributor to InfoWars as well. I'm a fan of his work. Tom, what do you make of all this? You just watched that clip, plus all the research that you've been doing. What's your take on where we stand right now?
Well, you know, Mike, I'm a big fan of yours as well. It's great to finally come on with you. Of course, I've talked to Dr. Steve Pachinik and others who, of course, have a slightly different opinion. I tend to think your analysis is more or less spot on. I mean, I'm not an expert like you are. I can't really challenge it. I do wonder. I mean, you watch videos like this. You break down the articles and the breaking news that you have today on the show. And then you see events like in Malaysia or in Thailand, where, as you said, this could be a giant disaster in the making. We have a video up at nationalfile.com of people getting off a plane, ostensibly from China, and officials are just there spraying them down with who knows what to try and disinfect them. I mean, from my understanding, that's going to do absolutely nothing when it comes to stopping the spread of this virus. So I think it is a giant threat. I think the fact that the Facebook fact-checking Nazis are all over this bodes very poorly for us. We had a caller on the war room last week who pointed out that China is not going to risk losing billions of dollars by quarantining 60 million people unless the opposite side of that, the risk that they would take by not doing this quarantine, is severe. So I think that this is being extremely underreported. I don't quite understand why here in the West we're not making a bigger deal of it. We just had President Trump start to put people in quarantine and stop accepting people from China last week on Friday towards the end of the day. It's all kind of bizarre. I'm kind of curious. Tom, what do you think? I mean, go ahead.
Well, the thing is, you know, the communist government can only cover this up for so long. You know, how many bodies can they bury before people start to notice? How many infections can they downplay before people start to notice? We already know that they're creating artificial scarcity in the diagnostic tests in order to avoid diagnosing people with this infection. But as this spreads, it's going to become harder and harder to cover up, even for the so-called fact checkers, even for the tech media, the tech giants. You know, their censorship can't stop the spread of truth, which hopefully the truth will spread faster than the pandemic. Otherwise, we're all in trouble. What are your thoughts?
Well, I certainly think you're right. I mean, they've tried to stop the truth in many different forms, many different facets. That's why Band.Video exists. That's why Brighteon exists. That's why your website is thriving. InfoWars is thriving. National File is thriving because people in America are not docile like the Chinese. I mean, it's very sad what's happened to them, likely as a result of living under communism for generations. There's a new report out in a British magazine, British newspaper, that says people in Wuhan are being ordered to kill their dogs and cats, to murder their pets because they might carry it. And they're just, they've been bred. Everybody who had a rebellious gene was killed under Chairman Mao. So I'm sure that they're going to willingly go along with whatever the government wants. Do you see, I mean, some folks have said that China is the best place this could happen because of their totalitarian nature. Do you agree with that analysis?
Well, I do agree with the sense that China is willing to stampede human rights and civil rights in order to eliminate the spread of this virus. They are killing people in the process. People have no access to healthcare options. They're running out of food. They're running out of medical supplies and fuel as well. Starvation and secondary diseases are going to kick in. But China has the kind of structure and hierarchy to achieve that goal, even though that goal is anti-human. You know what I'm saying? Whereas other countries don't even have that infrastructure. So if this gets out of control in Thailand or India or Mexico or places like that, forget it. Government can't control those countries at all. In fact, you know, Thailand's on the verge of a revolution almost every day, and India can't make, you know, traffic lights work without causing chaos. So, you know, who knows where this is going if infections spread there.
Well, you bring up such a good point about India. I mean, we had this study, which now has just been totally retracted. And me, as somebody who, I'm not a scientist, I'm not an expert, and that's why I'm so glad to be on with you. I look at this and I'm thinking, why on earth would you retract a study that you just put out days ago? Now, like half the medical community around the world is struggling to say, never mind, we reported on this. It seemed logical at the time, seemed to make sense, but it's been retracted. So what, in your opinion, is the reason why this study is gone? Is it just, as you said, this is a group of people who didn't do all their homework, or is there something more nefarious?
Well, it was retracted simply because it started getting attention. That's it. You know, I've interviewed scientists who have been imprisoned because their research contradicted the official stories, and they were threatened. They were told, you either retract your research, you apologize to the scientific community, or we're going to prosecute you and send you to jail. And they did. I've interviewed many scientists. One for my film Biosludged that was threatened with being physically harmed and pulled out of his house at night by armed people working like a SWAT team for the EPA that said, you dare talk about viruses and biosludge and how that's not safe. By the way, I've got some breaking news here, a translation from our team in Taiwan. There was an individual who has tested positive for the coronavirus in Vietnam. He took a flight from the United States to Vietnam, and there was a two-hour stop in Wuhan, that airport, on January 15th. January 15th. He was there for just 2 hours. He caught the virus. He showed no symptoms for 11 days. He checked into the hospital just 3 days ago in Vietnam. This means that the Wuhan airport was spreading this virus from at least January 15th to the day that that airport was locked down, the quarantine day. That's probably around 10 days that people were flying all over the world with this virus with no quarantine in place. That's breaking news. Just stunning.
And if there's one, I mean, this, from my knowledge, is probably the first person in Vietnam. If there's one, this is a major, this is what folks don't understand, I think, Mike. We're talking a area that's five or six different LAs crammed into one small area. This probably went all around the globe in that period of time.
Yeah, exactly. And people could still be carrying it right now, incubating it in their bodies right now. We may not see a wave for another week or so, but we'll be back. You're watching InfoWars, Alex Jones Show, Mike Adams and Tom Papert. We'll be back after this break. A quote here from Dr. James Lyons Weiler in that interview that we played segments from earlier. Quote, in the worst case scenario, if the vaccination strain is more highly contagious and lethal than the 2019 nCoV, the coronavirus, novel coronavirus, could become, quote, the worst example of vaccine-derived contagious disease in human history. That's one of the emerging theories right now, that this could be a vaccine experiment gone wrong. If you know anything about the history of medical experimentation, even in the United States, President Obama was forced to apologize for NIH-funded medical experiments on prisoners in Guatemala that took place in U.S. history. In fact, medical experiments against American citizens have taken place over and over again and again for over 100 years, not just Tuskegee, but many other experiments involving typically African Americans, prisoners, and soldiers in the military. And yet now we have the tech giants conspiring with communist China to cover all this up and protect China. And that's my first question to you in this final segment, Tom. Why do we now have a high-tech industry that is going to protect communist China and cover up the truth that they let this out of the bag and they have placed all of humanity in a perilous situation? They are lying about it, and Google and Facebook and Twitter are going to protect China. Why is that happening?
Well, it is baffling on the surface, but obviously these people have already sold out to China. They think that China is going to be the eminent country in the 21st century. They have, many of them have moved to China. They have businesses in China. They've partnered with China because, as you know, and the viewers know, you cannot have a business in China without the Chinese government and the Communist Party essentially running it. And so then our Mockingbird media at the AP, Associated Press, comes out with headlines like this. Fears of a new virus trigger anti-China sentiment worldwide. A scary new virus from China has spread around the world. So has rising anti-Chinese sentiment. I mean, that's terrible. I certainly hope that isn't happening. But nobody seems to be focused on the idea here that this thing has a rather high mortality rate. It can spread even when you are not symptomatic. It's been in virtually every single Western country right now. It's only a matter of time to see if the quarantines, some of these people are just told to self-quarantine, go home and don't leave for 14 days. Hope you have enough groceries. It's bizarre. And of course the tech giants, you know, they honestly, my take is they think that China is going to weather this. As you've pointed out, Mike, if this breaks out in Central America or Africa or India, it's almost certainly not going to be able to weather this. If this breaks out in the United States in a place like, oh, I don't know, San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi's stomping grounds, where there is feces on the ground, there are people who you can't tell if they're alive or dead, they're homeless and they're strung out on drugs. It's heartbreaking to see, but this could go absolutely insane. And the United States does not have our citizenry. It does not have the makeup to allow, you know, the FEMA camps. We're not going to all go into those FEMA camps willingly. Alex has been talking about it for 25 years. We're not going to comply if they say your city is now in a quarantine and you're not allowed to leave your house. Oh, and by the way, you got to kill your cat and dog. We're not going to comply. Whereas China, these tech giants look at China, they see billions of people, they see an emerging market, they see a country that can weather this storm and where they can retreat to and make even more billions of dollars and continue to live their fantastic lifestyle. And instead of using what the remnants of a capitalist system to screw over the public, they'll just use a out and out communist system, a mercantilist system.
Well, Hillary Clinton said they are fun camps. So you're going to have fun with the coronavirus. You're going to get to play dodgeball with the coronavirus in your fun camp enforced by the CDC if this gets out of control in the United States. But I can see where this is going based on what you just said, Tom. Soon it's going to be said that if you even believe that there is a pandemic, then you're racist, right? So they're going to say that biological weapons are a conspiracy theory, that there's never been a biological weapon. There are no bioweapons in the world, and anyone who says that there has ever been a research lab anywhere ever in the history of the world, well, they are obviously a conspiracy theorist spewing fake news. There are no bioweapons whatsoever. All vaccines work. CNN tells the truth. The Russians stole the election. And Hillary Clinton is a beautiful goddess who wants to help you become a better human being. So there you go, a whole list of lies that are going to be coming our way. But look, I thought Trump derangement syndrome was bad. Looks like we're going to have pandemic denialism as the next disease affecting leftists all across America and around the world, or as I've called it, transviralism. If you don't believe in biological reality, you make a wish and you pretend that you're not infected with a virus. And you can change your gender, too, at the same time. So you can say, Shazam, magic wand, I'm a woman, and I'm not infected with the coronavirus because biology doesn't matter. Like, that's what's coming. That's America.
Well, and it is. I mean, it's hilarious, but at the same time, it is so disconcerting. I mean, you go through this AP News article. They say there's racism in South Korea, the United States, Hong Kong, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Southeast Asia, Japan, all of this racism, Mike. How can we ever recover from the greatest evil mankind has ever known, racism? Meanwhile, there is a virus out there, and please correct me if I'm wrong. I honestly hope I am, but it sounds like 10%. I mean, at this thing, worst case scenario, 10% of all humans could die. Now, that's not what's important. What's important is the racism. You cannot be racist as you die in a hospital somewhere for your body to be cremated and your dogs and cats were killed a week before.
Now, right. Imagine if this were released by white scientists. The New York Times would say, see, look, white people are bad. White people are trying to kill everybody in the world. Look, all these white scientists, they released a white virus that turns your lungs white and it kills you. I mean, that if this were released by white people, it would be, you know, Nazism. It would be like Hitler combined with a virus. It would be, you know, swastika shaped viruses under the electron microscope. It would be the worst thing ever. But since this came out of China, you have to lovingly accept it
and be tolerant because you don't want to be seen as racist because this is a Chinese virus. Well, guess what? I married a Chinese from Taiwan. I'm not racist, and Taiwan's doing a great job defending against this. It's not the Chinese genes. It's the government. It's communism that's behind this. It's the lies and the lack of transparency of communism. That's the problem here.
You said it perfectly. I mean, the entire reason why this is so out of control, I mean, China, they have their shining cities where they build a massive city. Nobody even lives in it, but it was a great public work project that China has their industrialized parts of the country where, of course, you have to wear a mask even on a perfectly normal day where there's no viral outbreak just because the air quality is so bad. But a lot of China is still incredibly rural, incredibly poor. I mean, for a lot of folks, I think you pointed out, their primary source of water is not running water. It's not from the city municipal water supply. It's from the Yangtze River. It's from, you know, running water where people where runoff goes into, where human waste goes into. That's where they go get their cooking water. This is a very poor country, and it's because of the government. It is because they have suffered under the yoke of communism for the longest amount of time in history now since the Soviet Union has gone. All these other countries have disappeared. So, I mean, obviously, we all know how severe this is. You've done an amazing job of breaking it down. What should folks be doing to prepare for – you know, you always hope for the best, prepare for the worst. What should the viewers and the listeners be doing?
I'm glad you asked that. Yeah, we got to get to solutions here. Number one, stay informed. You know, read National File, InfoWars, naturalnews.com, Zero Hedge, the other independent media sources. That's the only place you're going to get the truth. Stay informed so you know what's coming. Secondly, look, even if this kills, let's say 10% of the world population, that means 9 out of 10 people survive it. And how hard is it to be among those 9 out of 10, if you support your immune function? You take good supplements, you eat healthy, you lay off the junk foods, you have basic fitness, do some walking. Come on, take care of your health. You can overcome this. People are being cured right now. People are overcoming this on their own. Some people never show any symptoms whatsoever. So a lot of this comes down to, what is your health? If you live a sedentary lifestyle, living on junk foods and taking toxic medications and eating pesticides and GMOs all day, you're probably not going to have as good a survival chance as someone who lives a healthier lifestyle. It's just basic nutrition and biochemistry. So right there. And then secondly, you can protect yourself. You can isolate yourself. You can, you know, wash your hands. You can avoid crowded areas. You can move out of the city. You know, you can get away from the sanctuary cities where this is likely to spread, you know, far more aggressively if it gets into the United States. So a lot of things that you can do. I'm sure that you're already doing those things as well too, Tom, right? Am I right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's just basic common sense. You keep yourself healthy. You eat a salad. You get vitamin C supplements. You get a good iodine. You get the fantastic products, InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, you know, I don't think they could pull it off here in America, but should 45, 55, 65 million Americans be quarantined, you're going to want to be able to eat while that happens. And of course, you can get storable food at InfoWarsStore.com as well.
Well, absolutely. Get your supplies now, because if this breaks containment in Asia, then the demand for supplies is going to skyrocket even more. But thank you for watching. Spread the word on this. Continue to check InfoWars.com, NaturalNews.com, NationalFile.com, and other independent websites. We'll have more live news here on InfoWars.com starting at, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central is when Alex launches his show. This has been Mike Adams and Tom Papert with the analysis today. Stay safe, everybody. God bless America, and may we make it through this pandemic. Thank you for watching.